Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dürr Preliminary Figures 2009 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ralf Dieter, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ralf Dieter speaking. My colleague, Ralf Heuwing, and I welcome you to Dürr's conference call on our preliminary results for 2009. Let me point out that these figures have not been audited yet and therefore could change slightly by March 17, when we will publish our final results. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start with the most important messages, as always. First, in 2009 was a tough year for all equipment producers. According to the German Mechanical and Plant Engineering Industry Association, VDMA, order intake in the industry was down 38% in 2009, and sales for 2010 are expected to stagnate. Against this backdrop, Dürr has shown a robust performance. Order intake in 2009 was down only, if you allow this term, -19%. Second, Q4 showed a further improvement in order flow, with new orders up by 81% to 339 million compared to Q4 2008. With a book-to-bill ratio of 1.1 in 2009, our order backlog at year-end has increased by 8% to slightly over 1 billion. This provides a good starting position for 2010. Third, our operating result, which is EBIT before one-offs, came to 25 million euro, the midpoint of our target corridor, despite the stronger-than-expected drop in sales. Fourth, thanks to our particularly strong cash flow in Q4, we were able to eliminate net financial debt completely and to show a net cash position at the year-end for the first time in over 10 years. Fifth, based on order backlog, pipeline development, and operating improvements, we aim to improve earnings substantially in 2010. Bottom line should at least be a black zero. Now we go into the figures. In the second half of 2009, our order situation improved significantly compared to the first half. In Q3 and Q4, orders were on the same level at 339 million. Our project pipeline continues to show an upward trend. Following the weak order intake in Q4 2008 and Q1 2009, sales performance in 2009 was weak, with a drop of 33% to 1.078 billion. Sorry. This was also due to a sharp decline of the service business. The gross margin, in contrast, was improved to 20.5% in 2009 from 17.8% in 2008. This was a result of process improvements, sourcing benefits, and capacity adjustments, as well as good margin quality of the orders built. Negative factors were the double-digit decline in the high-margin service business and losses in France and the U.S. due to poor capacity utilization. Because of the sharp drop in sales, gross profit was down 64 million in absolute terms. Now I will hand over to Ralf Heuwing, who will go on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will step through the rest of our P&L statement and give you further financial information. We reduced our selling expenses by 5% and our administrative expense by 10%, in total by 14 million euros, down to 171 million euros. Thanks to our successful receivables management, we're able to avoid significant write-offs from the Chapter 11 processes at Chrysler and General Motors. As a counter-cyclical measure, we increased our R&D spending slightly to 26 million euros in order to foster our technology leadership position. We achieved a positive EBIT of 6 million euros after one-offs, despite the massive drop in sales. Restructuring costs of 16 million euros were incurred for capacity adjustments in 2009. This includes additional liabilities for restructuring efforts incurred at the end of the year and impairment losses of just over 1 million euros for factory buildings. Another 3 million euros of non-recurring expenses were accrued for the completion of our campus project. Altogether, one-offs totaled 19 million euros. Our financial result improved strongly in 2009 by 9 million euros to minus 18 million euros. 2008, there had been an exceptional expense of 9 million euros for the early partial redemption of our corporate bond and for the arrangement of the syndicated loan. While interest expense for the corporate bond was reduced in 2009, there were higher interest payments because of the increased average debt level and credit terms. Tax expense came to 14 million euros. This was slightly higher than in 2008, despite the significant fall in earnings. In 2008, the capitalization of deferred taxes had led to a one-off income of 6 million euros. This capitalization had to be reversed in 2009 because of the earnings development, resulting in a charge of 8 million euros. In addition, losses were incurred in 2009, especially in the U.S. and in France, where no deferred taxes or tax assets could be accrued for losses. While in Germany and other countries, we made a profit for the corresponding tax charge. This resulted in a loss after tax of 26 million euros after net profit of 34 million euros in 2008. On the cash side, we recorded a rather positive development. Cash flow tripled year-over-year to 95 million euros, despite the much lower level of earnings. Improvement was mainly due to a substantial reduction in net working capital compared to the end of 2008. Three factors contributed to this development. First, we continued our active net working capital initiative throughout the group. Second, we released working capital in our mechanical engineering business due to lower business volume. Third, we received a significant amount of customer prepayments towards the end of the year, along with the new orders booked. This enabled us to eliminate our net financial debt at the end of 2009 completely and show a net cash position for the first time in over 10 years. Our equity ratio was 31% and therefore remained above our target of 30%. Now back to Ralf Dieter.
Thanks, Ralf. Let me close with our comments on the current market scenario and the outlook for 2010. Given the current volatility of the markets and the continued uncertainty over the economic recovery process, 2010 will not be an easy year. Having said this, however, we expect a stabilized and overall positive development at Dürr in 2010. Thanks to our excellent position in the emerging markets, we have managed to gain market share in recent years. While competition for orders continues to be fierce in the established markets of Europe and North America, we see a slow improvement in margins in the emerging markets. At Dürr, we expect continued strong project demand from China and in the second half by projects from Brazil, where manufacturers are operating at full production capacity again. Also, our machinery business has stabilized since December 2009. Order intake in January was well up on the same month last year. We expect sales growth of over 7% in 2010. This is based on the strong order backlog of 1 billion at the end of 2009, of which about 8% will feed through to sales in 2010. 80% of the backlog will be revenue in 2010. We expect a significant improvement in EBIT in 2010. This will be mainly driven by benefits from our optimization and cost reduction measures. Set against this, there will be the poorer margins on projects we took on last summer. This will probably be felt in earnings in the first six months. Earnings after tax should at least break even. Over the next years, we expect a sustained recovery in our established markets and a continuing growth trend in the emerging markets. We will further expand our presence there and continue to tighten our cost structures in the Western markets. We'll provide a more detailed strategy outline on March 17 here in Bietigheim-Bissingen at our analyst conference on the occasion of the release of our final figures. Afterwards, you will have an opportunity to get to know our latest products at first hand during our open house with various live demonstrations. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention. So far, we will now be happy to answer any questions you may like to raise. But please keep in mind that our figures are preliminary, and therefore we won't be able to answer all your questions in details, which we will do then at our analyst conference on March 17. Now I would like to hand over to Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Dieter. The Q&A session today will be conducted electronically, so if you would like to ask a question, you will have to press star 1 on the telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will take questions in the order received, and we will take as many as time permits. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a brief moment to allow everyone to signal for questions.
Schaut für Datum.
Our first question today comes from Stefan Augustin of BHF Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Stefan Augustin from BHF Bank. Just one, two quick questions. First of all, could you comment on your expected order intake for the first quarter? And do you already see in the first quarter order intake an improvement in margins, or are they so far unchanged versus the ones you got in 3Q and 4Q? And then could you have or give a more detailed comment on the situation in the cleaning business? What kind of restructuring measures have you taken there? And then maybe a quick outlook, do you target any more further like small bolt-on acquisitions in the near term? Do we have to expect to see anything in the first half? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Augustin, thank you very much for your four questions, if I counted right. Okay. For the first one, the order intake in Q1 from today's perspective has the opportunity to be stronger than Q4. So we expect here a slightly higher level, which is very positive. The margins, as I said, they are improving a little bit. They are definitely getting better than, let's say, last summer. They are in the emerging markets. We have a very good cost position, so even in fierce competition, we can realize margins which are reasonable or satisfactory. So that's maybe the answer to your second question. In our cleaning business, here's one sentence to remark first. We will disclose that maybe more in detail in March, but the cleaning business had they had to take the highest hit on order entry reduction, and so the volume was down significantly also in sales. So the measures we have taken were mainly focused on capacity, which means personnel, and also leasing personnel. Because over the last years, the product range, everything has been renewed, so it's not a question of competitive products. It's more about capacity, which we have taken countermeasures about, and we have to monitor closely here the development over the next months, whether further measures are needed or not. At the moment, we don't think so. Acquisitions, you have seen that we have announced some very small acquisitions. We have still, let's say, a few small comparable acquisitions on our hands, so that could, let's say, happen in the next 6 months, but don't expect that it's big numbers from today's perspective.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Our next question will come from Ingo Schachel of Commerzbank. Your line is open, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Ingo Schachel, Commerzbank. Three questions from my side. Firstly, could you already give us an indication what your service revenues in 2009 were, and if you expect the service business to rebound more significantly than the rest of the business in 2010? Secondly, I was a little surprised that despite your good order backlog, your revenues were still fairly low in the fourth quarter. Could you just give us an impression as to how you expect that backlog conversion to accelerate in the first quarter? Should we expect similarly slow backlog conversion to continue in the, let's say, first half of the year? And in that respect, also, the third question regarding your outlook for 2010, it appears to me that things were really quite positive in the fourth quarter, but at the end of the third quarter you had expected 1.2 billion sales for the full year and activity to increase slightly in 2010, and now your new outlook for 2010 implies that revenues could be also slightly below 1.2 billion. Is there any reason why we should be more negative, or why revenues could be below 1.2 billion? Is that the sort of ongoing slow backlog conversion, or what's the driver here?
Okay, Mr. Schacher, thank you for your questions. First of all, the service revenue in 2009 was about 260 million, and this was down also more than 30% compared to the year before. The rebound we expect to take place for sure. At the moment, we are monitoring this carefully, and but it will take some time through the course of the year. So the rebound of service business we expect in Q2, Q3 onwards to start again. Whether we can get this year on the level of 2008, I would totally doubt, because from the overall revenue. Will it be faster rebounding than the rest of the sales? I would say that's difficult to judge for the moment. We have to give us a chance for the next month to come back to you on that. Today it's difficult. The backlog conversion into revenue, you're right, last year we had some slowdown in that. I think the backlog we have today, you will see in turnover quite a part of that, because the orders came in the Q4, so that you will see not before the second half of 2010. The guidance of, it's good that you look into what you said 1 year ago, we did the same. Yes, we had the guidance of 1.2 billion turnover. Today we say 7% plus. 7% is 1.15, so 50 million. This gap we can close, so we are just at the moment careful but not pessimistic, or there's no reason to be more pessimistic from this point of view. So we expect minimum 7%. We would be also like to be surprised if it's more.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Our next question comes from Jasko Terzek of DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My first question pertains to the one-offs you have booked for 09. Could you please give me the details, because I couldn't write them all down? That would be nice. And secondly, the second question pertains, could you elaborate a bit on your cash flow and give the reasons why it was so stark, why it was so significantly increasing? Is it just pertaining to the good order development and higher prepayments, or also on your working capital, or are there some one-off items? And thirdly, could you give us also a feeling of the order intake of the segments of paint and assembly or measuring and process systems for Q4?
Mr. Terzek, Ralf Heuding speaking. I'll take your first two questions. The one-offs, as I had explained in my part of the speech, included, number one, restructuring costs for capacity adjustments, the order of 16 million euros, or to be precise, 15, plus 1 million impairment for factory buildings. That makes 16. And then another 3 million of non-recurring for the completion of our campus projects, which we did in the summer and in the fall of 2009. That's all of the one-offs. So the vast majority is in restructuring and capacity adjustments to the given market situation. The cash flow was the result of really three things. One is with the lower business volume in the machinery business, we had less working capital requirements. Second was that we actually reduced the day's working capital across all of our entities. An activity that we've done also over the last years and was particularly successful in 2009. And then thirdly, the strong cash in because of prepayments in the order of magnitude of 40 million euros. So you can say the net effect of plus 90 million euros was let's say, a 40% on account of prepayments and the rest on actual working capital reductions.
And your last question regarding the order entry level in Q4 for the paint and assembly and the measuring process system. As I said before, we would like to give you more details in March, just to give you a feeling here. The order growth, order entry growth in Q4 compared to Q4 2008 was very strong in the paint and assembly systems. Basically, we tripled here the orders compared to 1 year before. And the measuring process system, we had also in Q4 a better quarter than the Q3 and Q2. But a good piece of the improvement came from the paint and assembly system division.
Okay, thank you. So maybe two follow-ups. The first one pertains cash flow projection. What can we expect in 2010? And the second pertains to the financing situation. Can we expect that you will redeem the rest of the bond in this year?
Yeah. Well, since our cash flow was so strong and we also are very happy about this development in Q4, we are starting the year at a net financial status level which is much better than we have in our plans. So I would currently say that it's going to be the cash flow for the year is more likely below zero than above zero. Yeah. Because part of the cash flow is a, let's say, non-sustainable level. The average age of our project portfolio is now much younger than 3 months ago, and therefore we now need to also spend some of the money that we've received on account of prepayments. Your other question, financing situation, we are in no hurry. As I have said before, both our corporate bond as well as our syndicated loan are still there for another 15, 16 months till mid-July of 2011. But obviously we are reviewing the market situation for refinancing, and the window, I would say, starts to be open after the release of our numbers till the end of the year, and we will take adequate timing in order to do the refinancing. It is therefore possible that we actually redeem the bond before the start of next year.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question today comes from Regina Schmidt of Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello. I'd like to know what the CapEx in 2009 was, if that's possible.
That's possible. The level was...
The level was 26 million euros.
Okay, thank you very much. And could you maybe please repeat what the financial result in 2009 was, because I couldn't... Write it down.
Yes, of course. Sorry if I wasn't clear. It was minus 19 million euros.
Okay. And expected order intake for 2010 is approximately what?
If I would know that exactly already, then I would make it up now. But you can expect that it will be up between maybe 5 to 10% compared to 2009 level.
Okay.
But the year is still going on, so we can reconfirm that maybe in the second quarter call.
Yeah, okay, but thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Our next question today comes from Holger Paul of FAZ. Please go ahead.
I have two more general questions, Mr. Dieter. One is, can you give a hint on the dividend already, what you're planning to pay? And the second is to the personnel. You've cut down by 7% to 5,700 people. Is that the end of the line? And how many are still in short-term work, and can you expect them to go back to be full-time work in this year?
Okay, Mr. Paul, given the fact that we have a loss in the company for 2009, we will propose for the advisory board and for the shareholder meeting that we will not pay dividend.
Okay.
On the personnel side, the measures have been taken to reduce capacity. We have, as we speak today, nearly nobody in short time work.
And you expect to cut more, to cut off more people, or is that the end of the line then?
From today's perspective, this is maybe, you know, in a company you never finish that totally, but let's say they're not to be expected major cuts, yeah?
Okay.
Maybe small adjustments here and there. This has to do with the utilization in the countries. But it's mainly outside Germany.
Mm-hmm. I may add that most of the capacity adjustment has happened actually in the on the account of external workers, such as leasing personnel, temporary workers.
Mm-hmm.
So the 7% is only half of the picture, really.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question in today's question and answer session, that will be star 1 on the telephone keypad.
Tom, I think if there are no further questions, we can close.
Okay, we have one further question from Harold Remit of LBBW.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Thank you. I'll open the line now. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, gentlemen. Just a quick follow-up. Sorry. Could you give me the reason for speeding up your restructuring costs, given the number of 10 million in November? Is it only cleaning in view of current business, or are there any other things you did or you planned? And maybe one follow-up regarding net debt. Could you give us the average number in 2009 compared to 2008? And probably your expectation for the current year?
Okay, Mr. Remit, I maybe start with the first one. Let's say cleaning was not the purpose. We had, let's say, in the fourth quarter some further measures to take in order to make sure that we are clean with restructuring in 2010. And so we didn't speed them up, but we decided that some further actions have to be taken, which we did, so I can say. And for the net debt, Ralf?
Yeah, our average net debt was approximately 70 million euros during the year versus approximately 50 in the year before. So the average was actually a higher net debt, but the year-end was significantly lower. For the year 2010, we plan to actually be at the same level approximately as 2008 again, so an average of approximately 50, which should then also materialize in our interest cost.
Okay. One follow-up regarding restructuring. Further action, do you want to be a bit more precise?
No further action. I said we took in Q4 that we reduced more capacity in some areas as we had planned before, to make sure that we have no under absorption in 2010 by today's views of the course of the business.
Is it more country wise or division wise?
No, it's more country. It's more country wise than division wise.
Yeah, basically, all the required capacity adjustments that we could see from the perspective of, let's say, November, December up until May, June, we said we incur the restructuring cost immediately rather than waiting. So there shouldn't be significant numbers in the next quarters.
And I think if Mr. Remit, I would hope and that you would come to our 17th conference call, we will talk a bit about our strategy, and here we will talk about that for sure by the development of the business around the globe. We will see a shift. Already we have made a shift in the last year, but we will continue to have a shift of resources to those emerging markets, which means also that we will always see some adjustments over the course of the next years, but not significant.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure. Good, Tom. I think that's now it, no?
Yes, indeed, sir. We have no further questions, so I'll turn the call back over to you, Mr. Dieter, for any closing remarks. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much again for your questions. And we enjoyed the discussion as always and hope to see you on March 17 in Bietigheim Business. And please come. It's worthwhile. And I think you will get a lot of further insights how we see the next years to come for you. Thank you.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen.